You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah. Baby, 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 oh.
This is the Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
Oh, that's right, Gomites, Real Ass fans out there, baby rattlesnakes. We are back with another edition of the Real Ass Podcast. Real Ass dude Luis J. Gomez here with the international superstar Zach Amico. Also, Big Butt himself, Chris Scopo's in studio. We're sorry about missing last week, guys. It was that snowstorm fucked up my whole life. I was supposed to get so much shit done, and then it ended up fizzling out and not even being a real snowstorm.
Like 7 inches.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah, it was like an okay dick worth of snow.
I honestly think the government was doing something.
Yeah, okay dick if you're B, maybe, but seven is pretty okay for you.
No, seven's good if you're like a fucking, if you're coming from the fucking fat, tiny dick world that you
seven's
come from.
Seven's good world around. What are we talking about?
I think seven, well, we have a female in studio. We're going to get to her in just 1 second. We're going to get her opinion on this. I don't think seven, I think for us who are just average to small
dick
dudes.
Okay, for those of us who haven't exclusively fucked women with Dave Smith, seven is fucking excellent.
Look, if I had 7 inches, I wouldn't even be a comic right now. I would be a fucking banker. I'd be killing it right now with a big old 7-inch dick.
I'm close to seven.
Are you?
Yeah.
Good for you, Scopes. Yeah, but you have all that butt meat, which kind of makes it look smaller.
Yeah, okay.
Listen, guys, we got a great guest in studio today. I'm really pumped about having this guest. This is probably, in my opinion, one of the most requested guests that we've had on the show. I'll get into the whole story. Obviously, if you're listening to this, you probably are a Legion of Skanks fan. Oh, here we go. And you might have listened to this past week's episode of the Legion of Skanks podcast. This is the Dead Kennedys, Too Drunk to Fuck.
I don't think she was too drunk to fuck.
No, she might have fucked. comedian, I'm assuming ex-alcoholic. Mm-hmm. Karen Fian. Karen, how are you, darling?
I'm okay. How are
you? You back on the wagon now?
I am.
You're back on the wagon?
Day 9.
Good job, guys.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, in a weird way, because you did say thank you on Facebook.
I did, and I'll say it here. Absolutely.
You said in a weird way, I have to thank you guys because had I not had that psychotic episode, I might be...
Might still be out there.
Boozing
it up.
Doing crazy shit.
Thinking I'm having fun.
Okay. Here's the thing, dude. If you didn't listen to the show, Karen, last week on Legion of Skanks, Karen was hanging out at the Creek in the Cave. And I've known Karen a little while now. Mm-hmm. I mean, probably a few. How long have you been doing comedy?
Like 5 years,
yeah,
I guess.
Basically, as long as you've been doing comedy, I've probably been seeing you around the scene. Just overall, just kind of a sweet chick. Like, never, no issues, no outward hatred toward overweight people. No fucking crazy fucking gonna hit people in the face or put drunken chicken fingers in their mouths. Not that person. Never had right. That really. That
I think she was just being polite with the chicken fingers.
Maybe.
I think she was you hungry and you were like, I got some protein. She
that
was
is,
like, yeah, yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna take that strike. I'm gonna take it away from
yeah.
there because that
maybe she was being polite to you.
She was being generous
yeah,
in her
yeah,
own
yeah.
psychotic way.
Yeah.
Okay. So
maybe
Karen,
you haven't eaten a little bit.
She comes in the studio and she wasn't even a guest on the show. She was just hanging out. Giannis Papas was a guest on the show.
She stole that life from Giannis.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's terrible.
She was kind of a drunken mess, and she was being an asshole, and it's fine. And by the way, we've all been there. I've been a drunken mess. I've been an asshole plenty of times in my life. Okay,
I've seen it.
Yeah, but you both have probably seen it. Okay,
oh, absolutely.
I've gotten so baked on podcasts that I've fallen asleep in front of a live audience. Okay, so I'm not hating on anything that.
In your defense, Dave Smith was talking.
He is very long winded.
Yeah, yeah.
So you come in, you're a drunken mess. So we got the idea that we were going to...
Which was a fantastic idea.
It was fantastic.
Fantastic.
She was a mess. We were like, all right, dude, why don't we bring her on for a little bit? We'll see kind of where this goes. And it went to you being really aggressive.
It went the perfect way it should have gone for you guys.
Yeah, look, it's a Legion of Skanks yeah. show. So it shouldn't have gone... Look, literally, you are the favorite female guest of any of the female guests that we've had on. Because it's you. Look, let me just say this because I'll finish the synopsis of what happened, and then I want to get into you and how you feel about all this because I think it's very interesting. But Karen came on. It started to escalate. She started saying she hates fat people a lot. And two of the guys on the show, well, I'm not fat anymore. I'm getting back in shape now. But Big J is pretty fat still.
He's fat enough for two of you.
Yeah, he's fat. He's got enough fat for the whole show. So she's telling Big J to do sit-ups. She's telling me to do sit-ups. She's telling Giannis that.
Again, I'm just trying to say that she was maybe helping you guys out.
But you know what?
She was trying to, she looked at Jay and she thought, fear for his life.
You should let Scopo speak on your behalf because he's got your back.
Was like, well, I don't want Jay to die. He's too funny.
That's true. All right. Very good point. So she's just being kind of, here's the thing, she's being a bully. Here's the funny part, because it escalated to the point where she started hitting my hat and hitting my face, physically touching me, and it was making me so angry.
We know. We saw it.
At one point, she
physically hit her. Touching him. Not non-physically touching him.
Thank you, Zach. So she hits my hat at one point, and then I go, she fucking hits my hat again. And what I didn't even know what I was going to say. I didn't think about...
Well, because if you knocked his hat off, that's his best bit, so it would all have been ruined.
Oh, fuck.
I do like having you here, Zach. Zach's only going to be here the first half of the show, guys. But she hits my hat, and then I said, if she hits my hat one more time, and I didn't even know where I was going to go. I was just getting angry at that point. But then she goes, what are you going to do, you faggot? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? And then this is where the part that I really regret. I said, I'll break your fucking jaw. And look, I'm not in the business of threatening tiny chicks. That's not what I do. But it was this weird thing. It brought me back to when my mom used to hit me. And you can't do anything. All you can do is cry and cower. Because you cannot punch your mom in the face, right? All you can do is go. It doesn't even really hurt anymore because you're fucking, you know, a 12-year-old kid at this point. But all you can do is cry. So I was this little kid again with this woman hitting me and saying, you're not going to do shit. And I just saw red. And she's like, you're not going to do shit. And then I said, I'll break your fucking jaw. And that's when she fucking grabbed my face and started mushing me. And then I took a glass of water and I doused your head in water. I threw a glass of water in your face, which I thought was a much more appropriate reaction than breaking your fucking jaw, which I was never going to actually do.
I hope so.
Well, a lot of people wanted me to break her jaw. I don't know if you saw the chat room. Okay.
Well, yeah, they're fucking savages. They're not going to go to jail. You are.
Karen, how much of this do you remember?
Like none of it. I remember clear as day you looking at me at one point and going, Karen, what happened? Like, I remember you looking at me and asking me that question.
Like in life?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, what happened?
What happened?
Why
to you?
Are you behaving like this?
Yeah, it
like,
was a Tuesday.
And right.
You were that fucked up.
Loaded.
Yeah, you were. I mean, there's video of this.
Oh, I know.
And by the way, I did go to Reddit and I asked the fans on Reddit some questions. So we're gonna have a segment later on and Ask Me Anything. I don't know what Ask Me Anything means on Reddit, and I think the fans are gonna get mad that I'm calling it that. But either way, it's an Ask Karen Anything, Real Ass Dude style. So we're gonna just read the Reddit
except
questions.
What happened.
Wait, what?
Except what happened in the right order.
I don't know what you mean by that.
She doesn't remember anything.
Oh, I got it. All right, so. So you haven't been drinking now, but this whole thing was a fucking mess to you. Now, how much have people come out to you and given you shit afterwards? Because people are tweeting at you, and I know people are... Our fans are kind of dicks, but I feel if you just kind of own it and say, fuck it, I was an asshole, like, there's no hate there. Like, because nobody can really... Everyone that I know, unless you thought you're a fucking real nerd, everyone in the world that I know has been some form of that. And I'll just say, I won't say rock bottom because that's crazy. If that's your rock bottom, guess what? Your life's not that fucking bad. People were saying that. It's like, oh, really? You got drunk at a fucking comedy club and you got into an argument with the dude and he threw water at you? If that's your rock bottom, then
got off pretty easy.
You got a great fucking life, motherfucker. Yeah. Okay? Because I've been way lower places. I've fallen asleep in fucking dumpsters, literally. Literally. I don't even remember the girl's name, but anyway. So, Karen, you haven't been drinking now. Bring me back to that night. What happened? How did you even start drinking that night? You were alone? Were you Micah Fox? What happened?
I was working at the bar where I work, and I started getting a little bit tuned up then. I brought this dude with me, and the second he got there, I was like, I don't want him to be here anymore. So I texted this chick that he dates. I'm like, can you come get him? Because he knows people at the bar where I work, and they all think I'm sober. Or they all thought that I had been, because I had been for 2 years and 6 months.
And how long were you off the wagon?
About 6 months. It's been, like, slowly, like...
But people that were in your world,
in
close,
my workplace,
you didn't know.
In my workplace, didn't know.
But, like, comics
now,
knew.
I
comics, yeah.
I was sober for a year and a half, and then I started drinking again. And I've been there with you. But like I kind of realized that after a few drinks, I'm like, shit, I'm going to hit a point where it's going to be not fun for me. So I'm going to get out of control.
See,
you
my,
just never hit that point.
Well, my thing is I hit that point, but it's a button in me that's like, bye-bye, real Karen. We'll let the monster come now. And then right. I don't remember anything.
And you just black out.
We'll let the monster come now is what Lewis's wife says all the time.
I'll keep setting him up,
Zach.
Yeah,
B is really jealous that you get to smash his face in. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah,
I'm look, sorry.
Just
I'm
of
very
all
sorry.
The times for Giannis not to hit a woman.
So okay, you fell off the wagon. You started drinking again, slowly but surely. Now I do this a lot because I stopped smoking pot for like months at a time, and then I start smoking pot again. But I don't want to admit it almost to myself that it's a problem again. So I'll hide it from B, or I'll hide it from certain friends. And because it's almost like it's not even so much that I'm embarrassed to them. I almost don't want to, like, if I'm just completely open. Same thing with when I quit smoking cigarettes. When I came back to smoking cigarettes, it was like a secret. Nobody knew. Mm-hmm. Because if I was just out smoking, well, I'm back to smoking two packs a day, and it's just a problem again in my life. So it's almost a weird way to deny it for myself. But I would literally hide weed in my mailbox. Dude, I swear, my mailbox man has found weed in my mailbox like six times because I'll forget about it, because I would hide it in my mailbox and I'd smoke it out in front of my apartment before I'd leave, and it was like that became a problem. And I made a decision a while ago that I wasn't gonna fucking do that again. I was like, I would rather just smoke pot every day and have my chick hate it than be lying and sneaking around and doing all that shit. So these people from work, I mean, this is the internet.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's over now. I mean, it's whatever. Everybody fucking knows. It's what it is, what it is. And for that 6 months when I was relapsing, I just kept calling him like, I'm relapsing, sort of saying like, I'm gonna quit drinking. I'm gonna, almost like I knew, I'm like, I'm gonna do something to humiliate myself, to make myself feel like
Did you have a problem before? Like you had a bad problem?
Yeah. Yeah. I had 8 stitches in my forehead, and I fell on First Avenue. I've done a bunch of very fucked up
shit. So you're a chick, can I ask you, in a weird way, were you, as an entertainer, right, were you kind of just like, fuck it, dude, I'll embrace that as part of who I am?
In the beginning, make that, sure.
Yeah, because listen, here's where I feel for you in a lot of ways, because people are giving you shit. And you kind of made an ass of yourself. But let me tell you something, dude. I just did Bobby's podcast yesterday. I do Legion of Skanks every week. I'm the fucking punching bag on these shows. I get my ass kicked by these guys every single fucking day. And I've kind of made a career out of being somebody who gets hit a lot. You know what I'm saying? I'm very perceptive to that. I understand
that.
Yeah,
but you also give it back.
I do give it back. But I'm also, there's a big part of me, like yesterday I'm on Bobby's show and I had this weird thing with this radio DJ from Tampa, Florida. He was giving me shit. And I'm going, wow, dude, I'm not even really explaining my point of view on this at all. And I never did on YKWD. I never even really gave my perspective on why it bugged me. And every time I tried to, I would get cut off by everybody and I'd be told that it's a conversation and it's not just about me. But in reality, no, I never got to fucking say it.
Say it now, Lewis.
I'll say it now.
It's fucking your podcast.
No, I mean, in reality, for me, it was a little bit, I don't want to beat a dead horse. I really don't. You know, I've gone over the man cow or the cow head thing a million times.
Technically, it's beating a dead cow.
I'm not gonna beat a dead guy. No, dude. Look, more power to him. It was a ball busting thing that got out of hand. He apologized. I apologized. It's fucking fine. It's completely over. But in reality, you know, every once in a while, you want to sit there and go like, well, no, dude. I have a perspective. I've lived for 32 years. I got a kid. I'm an intelligent guy. I run multiple businesses within the comedy world and for myself. You know, it's kind of difficult when every time you go into a show like Legion of Skanks, or you know what, dude, for you to be the butt of every single joke. When in reality, with Legion of Skanks doesn't exist without me. Period. Sorry. That's it. Like, yeah, and I'll fucking say that to Jay and David.
You hear that, Big Jay? Huh?
They'll tell you that themselves. Huh? Without me coming in and creating everything on that fucking show, it doesn't exist.
That no L, there's no OS.
But no, and that's the thing. That's why when people are giving you shit, I'm going like, well, I kind of, in a weird way, I see myself in that situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been the guy. I fucking sucked a fake dick on
twice.
Stage at the New York Comedy Festival. Yeah, afterwards. But by the way,
that's it.
Twice. You're right. It was
the second one. Like, he's the first one was on. It was funny because it was before a crowd and everything. But the second one was like, you got into that one.
Well, no, I had to do it. I gave Dan Soto a real ass coupon
and
said I would do it.
We gave you 30 seconds. The funniest part was I'm like timing you, and Bobby looks and goes, "Don't fucking say anything. Don't say anything. You went for like 50 seconds.
But here's the thing. Look, dude, I've been there a million times where I just kind of, I don't really give a fuck about being the butt of the joke. I don't really give a fuck about kind of like, you know, being the asshole for the night, because I understand that there's a place, but there is a time where you have to go like, all right, well, no, it can't just be that, because as comedians, what we are is we're leaders, and nobody wants to be led by a fucking buffoon. You know what I'm saying? So it's a very interesting dynamic, and I found myself in multiple times in my life being in situations where people didn't take me seriously, and then I have to fucking snap and go, oh, no, motherfucker, I'm not an idiot. Don't get it fucking twisted. I work really fucking hard, and I'm very intelligent. Just because I'll play an idiot on a fucking show and I'll let people beat me up, don't think any of that isn't deliberate and any of this isn't a part of the fucking grand scheme of things. And that's what happened with Cowhead. Cowhead sees me getting beat up by Bobby and Big J and all these guys, and he doesn't realize he's not my fucking boy. If you come at me, I'm gonna come the fuck back at you. And that's kind of where the situation just escalated. And I understand where his perspective was, because he just sees me as being that guy over and over again. So that's why when I have you on the show, I'm not going to disrespect you or shit on you on this show, because you fucked up, you had a moment, and in reality, you probably have more Twitter followers because of it. You probably have more of a presence, and we are in the entertainment industry where comedians, look, fuck it, dude. It's just not the end of the world. People are like, oh, well, what are you going to say? You know, that's online forever. You know, that's your career. That's not the end of your fucking career. It's just a shitty night. On a personal level, you should look at shit like that. Because in reality, look, I'm me, but some other dude might have literally punched you in the fucking head. Some other dude might have been like, no, this fucking chick, she's done. Rebecca, if she's at the fucking creek, I'm not at the creek anymore, and I'm going to take all my people out of here as well. That's just not who we are. You know what I'm saying? We use it as fodder and as a situation where we could turn it into something positive and funny. But there are other things on a personal level where I think it could be dangerous, you know?
Yeah.
Have you been in situations where you felt like fucking, like, fuck, dude, I could have, like, either been assaulted or hurt?
Oh,
or,
yeah.
I mean, that, because you were so fucked up that night.
Yeah.
Like, literally, anybody could have gone in that fucking, that office and fucking fingered your butthole.
Yeah.
Everybody did. Fine. I feel bad. This is one of my things. I have to admit it. We all fingered your butthole.
I thought that just was my usual chase.
Giannis did it three times. Once for him, once for Panos, once for Mauricio.
No, I've gotten in a car with guys, like two guys, because I was like trying to hail a cab once when I was wasted. This was not a cab. This was two dudes in a car. I let them come into the apartment where I used to live.
Is that what you call
your
pussy?
I was going to say, when I let them come, that did not go where I thought it was going.
You know what was funny? We all had something lined up. It's just somebody hit it first.
Did you let them come in the back door or the front door? We're such hacks. Anyway, go. Continue. Sorry.
But like, I like smoked a bowl with them. I talked to them for a while, and then they left.
You didn't get raped.
I should have been murdered. I should have been skinned.
Bunch of pussies.
But in reality, it's kind of funny you say that. Here's why I like, and this, I'm gonna call you a real ass chick. And by the way, you're a real ass chick for coming on this show after kind of that whole thing. You could have easily just said, "Fuck this. I don't want to talk to you guys. You made me look like an asshole." You kind of want to come out here and just kind of clear the air and show everyone that you're not a fucking drunken mess all the time. But I like the fact that you said that, because I think that there's not enough responsibility on people in general. I think humans in general, but I'll use the example with women and the case of sexual assault, right? That situation, those guys might have been the biggest pieces of shit in the world. They might have been fucking serial murderers and rapists, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you even said it. You may not even realize you said it. You kind of put the responsibility on yourself there. Not saying that they're not responsible for being psychopathic murderer rapists, but you even said, you're like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with me? What did I do to put myself in a fucking car with two dudes that I don't know? I fucked up.
Of course.
It's not. And I think the knee-jerk reaction of the feminist community is to go like, well, no, you can do whatever you want to do. Guys, you shouldn't.
Not New York. I'm sorry.
I mean, really, maybe anywhere.
Okay, but like specifically, like you have to have some accountability. I mean, the second I make the choice to drink, for me ever to drink anything ever, because I just can't ever. I'm making that choice. Like, maybe I'll get beheaded tonight. You know, like it is. It's 100%. Because people, you don't really hear about people getting like robbed and shit when they're walking down the street with all their faculties and, you know, hanging. Mm-hmm. You hear about, You know, it's survival of the fittest. They go for the weak deer, not the one that's running fast.
100%. And it really, you know, Dave always talks about this. He talks about just the accountability of when you get behind the wheel of a car, it is all on you. But then for some reason, when you're just a chick in the world who gets hammered, then a lot of that responsibility just falls on the rest of the world. It's like, why is it that you can't drive a car, but you can still fucking walk into these situations and none of the responsibility falls on you for putting yourself mm-hmm. and others in danger? All right, I want to do some of these Reddit questions before Zach has to leave, because I know he has to leave pretty soon. Hold on one second. Let me pull these up. Oh, shit. What's up with the MacBook Air? For some reason, if the light goes out and then you hit the space bar quickly, it has this whole lag of like 30 seconds where I have to fucking wait for the light to come on.
I don't have a PC.
Anyway. Also, side note, the reason I was late today was because I literally was in the worst cab I've ever been in.
This is funny. He called me and he's like, "Where are you?" I'm like, "I'm a block away." And he just stops talking to me and starts just yelling at this cab driver. Like, I'm on the phone listening to him just
yell.
I'm
not yelling. I was actually being a pretty nice guy to him, considering what a fucking idiot he was.
Yeah, in case you fucking forgot your phone again.
No, by the way, you can't be mean to cab drivers, because you will forget your phone one day and they will pick it up and laugh at you. They will just laugh in your face. "You want your phone? Click." Dude, this fucking guy was like a little, like, he must have been Filipino or whatever. Very nice guy. But I get in his car, one of the green cars, and he's like, "Oh, I'm very new at this." He's very timid. And already I'm like running late. I'm like, "All right, dude."
I'm like, Luis Gomez.
I was like, "It's fine. There's not going to be any traffic. Let's just go," right? So he's just driving. Dude, there's cars just passing us on the streets in New York City. And I'm like, "Dude, you need to drive." I was like, "Do you understand?" Dude, it literally ended. I'm not even lying. I was on the phone with my buddy Wes. I'm just talking to my buddy, and I'm just being so shitty to the guy. I'm like, "Look, he's a fucking nice guy, but he's a fucking idiot, dude." I was like, "Why would he choose this as a profession?" I was like, "Buddy, you know you shouldn't be a cab driver, right?" I was like, "It's like, it would be like if I decided to just be a dancer tomorrow. It's like, I'm going to dance. I don't have the faculties to dance, motherfucker, okay? You are not a driver. You should be fucking clipping bonsai trees somewhere. That is your speed, okay?" So I think this is the last time I'm taking cabs. I'm signing up for the Uber app today. Today.
Okay.
I don't even know what it is.
He had to drive a cab. He fucking couldn't sell any more Mogwais.
That was maybe the worst joke you've told on this show. But it was pretty good. Why haven't you gotten Zach on YKWD? I think Zach would fucking murder on that show.
He would murder on that show.
He would murder on that show.
I'm going to wait until my movie comes out in September to bug you about that, because I want to plug my movie.
No, get him before that, because you'll be more comfortable then when the movie comes out. Get him on before that. I'm out of town next week. See if you can get him on next week when I'm out of town, dude.
Okay.
Zach's a killer, dude. Zach will fucking...
You think I don't fucking do podcasts with him? Yeah, I
Zach's
know.
A sniper, dude.
Yeah, I know.
Zach's the fattest sniper ever.
He'll replace you.
Man, I hope so, dude. He really should. Bobby doesn't like me anymore. Bobby likes Cowhead more. So, all right. Let me fucking go to the Reddit. You know what we'll do? Let's see.
Has it been 9 days sober? You feeling good or...
Yeah.
Yeah, what have you been doing? You go to meetings?
I've been to a bunch of meetings. I got a sponsor. Got a new sponsor.
A new
really
sponsor?
Excited, yeah.
Good for you. That's awesome.
Yeah. I was a hit my first meeting back. That's the thing about AA meetings sometimes is, like, everybody really starts to speak in cliches when they start to have, like, a lot of time, like 2-3 years, because, like, they don't do, like, fucked up shit anymore, you know? They're just like, "I'm grateful. You're great." So you get some chick come in, right? I've never got more numbers in my life.
Oh, man.
I was a belle of the ball.
A little jealous I met you when I'm sober, though. You're sober, though.
All right, here it is. Let's do some fucking Reddit with some music. Well, with the music bed underneath it, which I like, which nobody likes. Everyone everyone says that's like 90s hack radio, like music beds.
You want to play this song?
Yeah, Lose Yourself, because that's what she did. She lost herself.
But she's finding herself now.
She's finding herself on the Real Ass Podcast. That's why. By the way, how often does that happen? When Luis J. Gomez can both help you lose yourself and find yourself.
You're like Oprah.
I really am.
And in all fairness, she probably has worn a sweatshirt adorned in her mom's spaghetti.
Everyone look under your chair. There's condoms.
Car.
Use condoms. Here it is, guys. The Reddit spheres is blowing up. Let's see. Sober Karen.
Karen, you have one shot. On the Legion of Skanks
and
podcast.
And you blew.
So, Karen, look, I'm going to try to make these are questions, because I specifically said if you have any questions to ask for on the show, please. So try to make the questions, the answer somewhat quick, because I don't want to.
Okay.
You can't make them too wordy.
Karen's palms are sweaty. Her knees weak.
There
was vomit on her sweater.
There was puke on my coat the next day. I
don't doubt that at all.
I
it was mine.
Chicken fingers.
Ogden Wright said, if she's completely sober on the show, I'd like to know what her thoughts on her issues with alcoholism and if she embraces using it as a crutch for stand-up comedy, the same way Patrice told Jay about using his weight as a crutch. But if she's a mild drunk or not, you need to ask if she got abducted and raped for 10 years, what fast food chain?
Wait, what?
Okay.
I'll keep it short.
All right, yeah, sorry. I apologize. All right, so we already addressed that, but if you got abducted and were being raped in a basement for 10 years, it would be Popeyes. Yeah. That'd be the fast food you choose. All right, very nice. Okay. Bomi Naka wants to know, does she really want to do stand-up, or is it just something she feels like she can do because she's been told she's a funny chick by guys who want to fuck her?
No, that never happens.
Okay. What's the most spectacular way you've been permanently burned? Wait, what's the most spectacular way you've permanently burned a major bridge in the industry?
Okay.
Or what is the worst impression you've made on another comic, apart from your Legion of Skanks appearance?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she's not going to go to the stand anytime soon.
Right. Totally banned from the stand. That guy hates me.
And she can't eat in that prison anymore.
Oh, shit. Did you learn or take anything away from your experience on the Legion of Skanks podcast? Have you watched it, and have people talked to you about it?
A lot of people have talked to me about it. I watched some of it, not the entire thing. I'm using it as a tool. I have it saved on my phone so I can look at it if I ever feel like I need to drink again.
It's good. I like that. It's
very good.
It's good.
Did anybody say, hey, dude, I'll fuck that guy up for you. I'll beat him up.
No.
Because they know
Lewis just wants
get
to fight.
Fucking
Lewis,
smashed.
Lewis is looking for a fight. I'm ready. Right. That's really always looking for.
By the way, nobody came to her defense, and I'll tell you why.
I don't think they could do.
No, because you
were. What were you going to defend?
You were a bully.
If you
just came in and you were drunk and we were making fun of you, and then I threw a glass of water in your face because you got offended by something and it. But because you were such a bully, it was so funny because it never happened.
You were worse for women in comedy than Joan Rivers dying. You undid Bonnie's documentary in one night.
Oh, shit. Women might not be funny.
So that's good, right?
Yeah, and finally, if attacking several people, loudly blurting your personal shit about other comics, and pulling your tits out on a live podcast being broadcast to literally tens of thousands.
You pulled your tits out?
I didn't pull them all the way.
Well, they were the bra. Around the world,
I saw that. I was going to say.
Isn't your rock
go
bottom.
Back and watch it.
Can anything be? No, it's not a rock bottom. We already discussed that.
Man, these questions are softer than Neil Brennan's dick.
Okay.
Oh, people asked about that, too.
I forgot about that until you just said it.
Butter_man wants to know, I thought that despite all that happened on the episode, the stand-up clip they played at the end was very aware. It honestly made me think she just had a bad night. You got a little support from Butterman.
Thanks, Butterman.
Asfa King said, do you feel lucky that you acted like a retard in the only podcast that won't hold it against you and that will actually have you back sober? Then he also added that any other show, you'd be done. Also, I fully expect you to plug Legion of Skanks every time you get on stage henceforth for this opportunity and for the fact that your YouTube videos no doubt got the most views they have ever and probably ever will. So, do you feel lucky?
I feel lucky.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm thinking about doing a drunken debacle myself to get some more YouTube views. I get a Legion next week? I'm just going to show up.
Scopo needs 40 more Twitter followers to break 1,000, guys.
Yeah.
He just needs to fucking...
That's 80. But, yeah. I'm going to come on to shit-faced. This is the thing, though. If I came on shit-faced and was like that, I would have got knocked in the face. That's first off. And then I wouldn't have got support from people. They would just shit all over me.
No, but nobody's really supporting her. A couple people did. But because the people that support her are the same. Dude, do you know what I've done in life? Do you have any idea when I've been drunk and I've fallen asleep in my own piss? I fucking got into fist fights with gang members. I've done the most... I almost robbed a KFC with a screwdriver one time, and I was sober. So how am I going to fucking judge Karen Feehan for getting drunk at a bar and letting things go too far? I mean, who am I? Who the fuck are anybody? You know? Question. Tracksuit Zomb wants to know, how many drinks does it take before you turn into that Karen?
Probably like six.
Six. Hard liquor.
Yeah.
And then it just, boom, it switches.
Later. Lights out.
Like fucking Batman.
Like that. Like 1 second, it's
I don't
like...
think that's how Batman works.
Jay, you're really fat. Do some sit-ups. Holy shit. You are really gross and fat. Do a sit-up. Spell sit-up.
Why do you hate fat people so much?
Okay,
so... Did you get hurt by a fat guy or something like that?
No, I don't know. Like, to be honest with you, I run a show and I have burlesque girls on it and I have all different shapes and sizes and I really want to be body positive and I have this thing now.
You know what I really like?
Step back.
She has an opportunity Karen to say she doesn't hate fat people, but she won't even take it.
I don't hate fat people. I have a thing, and I think it's all tied into my alcoholism, where... So, like, I hate being an alcoholic.
You're staring at Zach right now. I want to punch him in the face.
No.
Is that what you're trying to do? You hate Zach right
now. She can't look at Zach.
Do you want to just say, Zach,
no.
Fucking get some sit-ups going on.
No,
get
I don't.
Get on a treadmill. Eat some lettuce.
No, I don't.
You can tell him. He'll take it.
No.
You don't hate fat people, but you do hate their lifestyle.
I have this, like, so alcoholism sucks, right? And I have it, and I can't ever drink, and it sucks, and I think it's unfair. And I think that, yeah, like, sometimes overweight people, you know, that is an unhealthy lifestyle.
No, look, no, hold on, stop. Don't
know.
Look at him. Say it to him. Say it to Zach.
And just the same way that we were talking about, you know, before, like, with the booze stuff. Yeah, I mean...
Say Zach
just,
you,
not
Zach.
You specifically.
Tell him what you really feel right now, honestly.
I really like Zach. I think he's really funny.
Can I ask you a question? If Zach lost 50 pounds, would you give
him
a hand job?
Absolutely.
A hand job?
Absolutely.
Look at me in the fucking eyes,
Karen. Absolutely.
You swear to God.
Yes.
This will be the hottest girl that's ever given you a hand job.
That's not
Zach
true.
Zach lives with
really?
His girlfriend.
I've
A hotter girl's giving you a hand job.
Absolutely.
He's a Prince Albert.
And I'm not saying she's not beautiful.
She's very pretty.
But I've pulled some weird shit.
Yeah, I know you've gotten some hot chicks in the past, but she's a pretty
she's
quality.
Very beautiful.
Oh, wait, Zach's Amish beard. What the fuck is that?
Can we finish her segment before we get into Zach's fucking weird look?
I just looked at Zach's face. It's gross. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay,
I still love you.
It's all right. Thanks, buddy.
So, serious questions. Whatever, I don't know the name, said the last comedy clip on your website is from January 2013. The last entry in your IMDb is from 2012. What has you been doing for the last 2 years, and how much of an impact has alcohol had on your career?
Well, I mean, I haven't...
It's the best thing that's ever happened to her.
Right. When I quit drinking 2.5 years ago, I wrote and I made a short, and it's called Shit-Faced, and it basically is...
You told us about it on the show.
Oh, good. Well, I probably sound like a douchebag. I didn't even listen. I'm sorry. But
I didn't hear about it.
But you know what? Like, I worked on it, and it's not bad. It's good. I'll send it to you. It's not bad.
I'd love to see it. And are you doing stand-up every night?
Yeah, I get up a lot. Maybe not every night, but, like, probably, like, 4 or 5 times a week.
Good. Yeah, I mean, I've always seen you hustling. I'm not going to hate on Karen, because Karen does very well on stage. I've seen you do well multiple times.
Thank you.
And I see you hustle. You're not a chick who, like, I've seen disappear and not be around. Look, let me tell you something. For a while, I didn't put any more clips up on YouTube, because I'm trying to get them on TV. In the beginning, you're just, like, a young comic. You're just trying to get anything out there to get a little exposure, but then you go, oh, wait a minute, I'm not going to just give away my jokes now. I only have a material, like 12 minutes of material on YouTube, and I think the last video is definitely over a year ago. So
mine was like a year and a half ago.
Yeah, because you're not posting your videos on YouTube. It's just because you're working on shit. And in reality, a year later, you change the joke anyway, and you take it down. You write a new tag that's way better, and you're embarrassed of that other shit. Even my Axis set. Three or four of the bits on my Axis set have completely changed now, and I'm like, fuck, dude, I hate the fact that they're out there.
The one that I use, I don't even use that joke anymore. So it's like no point.
Chazzy Chaz 66 says, what do you think about fat people?
We already know you hate them.
Tracksuit Zombie also wants you to do a sit-up. Can you do a sit-up for us?
Yeah.
Go do it.
What kind of sit-up?
Oh, shit.
Ooh.
The topless kind?
You too, babe.
The kind where you spit on Zach's dick first.
Wait, I feel like I have, like, pit stains because I'm so nervous. I'll do it. I have no problem. I'll do some push-ups. Let's get weird.
No one's questioning you.
Let's get a workout.
You want to do a push-up contest? Me versus you? I'll crush you.
I know you will. I'll hold my own.
I might even just invite you. You know what? Zach, you're fired. She's the new third mic, second mic. I don't know.
Take it, honestly.
Zach's gotta leave soon, so.
Yeah, whatever, it's fine.
Also, that other guy wanted to know, we all know that things on the internet don't go away. In the future, how will you explain this episode of Legion of Skanks to possible employers and even your family?
I know, my thing is, like, I don't even know if my mother has seen it. I'm sure she has. She's like
Where are you from, by the way?
Massachusetts originally.
Can she answer the fucking first question? Okay. You asked her another question in the middle of her... Mm-hmm. Good, sorry.
I don't know. It's terrifying. It's hard. It's the worst. It's maybe one of the worst things that's ever happened.
I'll tell you, in reality... If it ever came down to, hey, dude, I got something going on in my career, we just fucking take it down. We'd edit it out. It's not a big deal. I did the same thing with Bobby. When I sucked Bobby Kelly's dick on the stage at the New York Comedy Festival, the fake dick, I didn't last comic standing. They said in the contract, if you have anything that could be construed as offensive, just construed as offensive, let us know now. And I was like, nope. And I fucking deleted that. And of course, there's thousands of hours of me fucking saying the N-word and faggot and fucking every other word possible. But you can only control so much stuff. I mean, I hit up that dude, Logan's Highest Primate, on YouTube, and I was like, yeah, dude, you got to fucking take that video down, dude.
Yeah,
because, look, this is the reality, dude. We're playing this game. We don't have bosses at this level, but you get to certain levels in this game, and somebody's going to go, hey, dude, you can't have this opportunity because you did that shit. I don't think that's going to be as much of an issue. Hopefully, you're moving away from having day jobs where that shit's going to matter. This is just going to be a drunken episode. Let me see any more. All right, let me get a real quick question. I'm only gonna ask the quick ones now because we gotta get Zach out of here. How many comics have you sucked off? Dad in shorts wants to know.
Comics?
Yeah.
Like under 10.
That's not bad.
50 pounds from now, it's gonna be 10.
As for King wants to know, could you beat Kevin Newer in a 1 minute comedy match? That's inside joke. He beat Dave Smith last year in the March Comedy Madness. How many sit-ups do you think Big J can do?
I can get a solid 4 out of him.
Good. Kim Jong Troll wants to know, why do you feel the need to test spelling skills?
I thought it would be Kim Jong-un. I was a big fan.
Was I doing that?
You
like
were telling
spell
everyone
it,
to spell,
spell
stuff,
it?
Yeah. And Whiskey Peanut Butter wants you to spell sober.
S-O-B-E-R.
L-O-S.
Thank you, Whiskey Peanut Butter.
Cunty Mom wants to know, why do you wear a baggy hoodie and expect to be respected / fucked?
Wait, I think I know because I looked, because that lady posted on my Facebook wall too.
Right.
I mean, if it's not the same person, I'd be shocked.
Right.
I'm not going to respond to her.
Okay. Let's see. Last one. Alipi wants to know, how big is Neil Brennan's limp cock? Do you swallow? Well, let's do one at a time. He's got a few questions. How big is Neil Brennan's limp cock?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you swallow?
Of course.
Fuck, marry, kill Louis J. and Dave.
Fuck, marry, kill.
You got one more in there. You put one more.
Fuck, no, marry, kill Louis J. and Dave.
Oh, Louis J. Okay.
I don't want to kill any of you. Who would I kill? I guess I'll
kill
one. I'll kill Big J.
It's fat guys.
Cool, right? Well, okay. Usually, Louis opens it up. Dave does the middle, and then Jay does an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So if you just want to figure that out.
Well, I mean, in my fantasy, I killed him, right? So he's not doing anything.
Jay's dead.
Jay's
dead. You got to fuck him, Mary.
I don't know.
Dave's got a big one, but Lewis is a hard worker and he can support you.
That's true.
You got to remember that.
All right, so I'll fuck
Dave. But they
Dave
lose
Mary
all their Lewis road work if Jay's dead, so.
Yeah. He also wanted to know if you can show your tits again. No, you don't have to do that.
Thank you.
Do you lick ass?
I have.
Your favorite beer?
I always liked like Hogart and Blue Moon, any kind of wheat beer that I can put an orange slice in.
Perfect. That's it, man. Those are the fans on Reddit. There were some more really, really ranted ones that I didn't read, but
thank you.
Those were the nice ones. Cool, man. Zach, you got to get out of here, right?
Yeah, I got to run.
All right, buddy. Zach, what do you got to promote? Anything?
Follow me on Twitter. Zach is not funny. Every Tuesday at Bar None, we have a free show at 8:30.
Free show 8:30. Zach is not funny on Twitter. So funny. We got a little more time. We got another 20 minutes to hang out and fucking talk about the goings-ons in the world. Zach, thank you, buddy. Funny as always, my friend.
Love you guys. Thank you.
50 pounds, dude. I'm going to weigh Zach on the next week's episode. And Karen, you said you're going to give me a handy.
Yeah.
That is a commitment to making sure that the universe is a healthy lifestyle.
There you go. Yeah.
Which I can appreciate.
Absolutely.
You know, Karen, I've gone up and down
she
in
does
weight.
Care about fat people.
And that's another thing, might I say. Like, on Bobby's show yesterday even, you know, we're talking about diet, right? And I'm in a room with Bobby Kelly, Sean Donnelly, Jared fucking Logan, a bunch of fat guys, right? And nobody knows what the fuck they're talking about. And I'm literally the only person who has any clue as to what the fuck he's talking about. And I keep on trying to say shit.
Yeah, because I've been fat, too.
Yeah, but you don't know what you're talking about. You still say ridiculous shit. You're not fat. You grew up as a non-fat kid. That's not giving you any sort of knowledge. You have a great metabolism and fucking, you're an athlete in college. That doesn't count, dude. Okay, like I actually went through the process of getting in shape. I've worked within the fitness industry. Yeah, what? What are you gonna say?
You're not in shape, dude. You have good arms.
No, I'm in great.
You have good arms.
Are you fucking crazy right now, dude?
Really good arms.
See, this is why you're an idiot, okay?
You have really good arms.
This is why you're an idiot. Can I explain to you why you're an idiot?
Let's see your stomach then.
Dude, my stomach is crushing it right now.
Let's see it.
I'm going to take a picture on Sunday.
Yeah.
I am.
See, Karen, with me and him, he goes every like 4 months, he goes, let's have a fucking shirt off contest. And I'm like, yeah, let's do it. Yeah. And every 4 months goes by.
And
he
goes, beat
no, you. No, another 4 months. Another 4 months. Another 4 months.
Hold on. I think 4 months.
What are you waiting for?
I think I got a new ab shot in here. Hold on one second. I'm fucking, first of all, this is why you're a dickhead, okay? I have more fat cells on my body than you.
We know.
That is, no, but that is it, you idiot. This is why you're stupid. Okay. I have better muscle tone. I'm in better cardiovascular shape. I have more muscular endurance. I'm more fit than you in every capacity.
First of all, if you, there's no way you can squat more than me.
Listen, you have the butt of Godzilla, all right? It's not...
Okay.
That doesn't count, and that's not... That doesn't mean shit.
That's a big part of your body, your legs.
You have a stronger butt than me? Is that what you're saying?
Legs. Legs are fucking important.
Legs are very important.
Legs are the most important part of your body.
I'm not saying that... First of all, this is just me today getting in the shower. Karen.
Oof.
Let him know. That's just today getting in the shower after the workout.
Fantastic.
It's fucking fantastic. Is it not, Karen? Is it not
your face
fantastic?
Looking at yourself fantastic. Is really great.
Fantastic, Louis.
That one right there. A zoom plus. In there, Johnny Fatigate. That's happening. That's not. I'm not posting it yet, and I'll tell you why. Because on Sunday, I'm going bathing suit shopping, and I'm going to post it as a joke. Like, look at my new bathing suit, and it's going to be me rocking, you faggot. So, yeah. No girl in the world will look at us and say they'd rather fuck you. In any capacity. First of all, they're gonna look at your fucking Gorbachev
flip. Wait. Your hat
off, bitch. Hat off, bitch.
No, fucking hat off. Bitch. I'll take you down every
Karen,
day of the week. You
Karen,
look.
I'm not even being a dick
like
here.
A fucking pedophile.
Karen,
hat off.
Karen.
Yes, Louis.
I'm not being a dick. Okay. Well, if we're going by stand up ability. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know. That's why I fucking said that. Why?
Just who you would rather to make love to?
Me personally.
Yes.
Me.
Yes.
Louis.
Obviously.
What? This is bullshit.
By the way, Scopo, there's
she
never
just met me. That's
you're
why.
Very cute.
Scopo,
no,
there's never been a
I'm
girl
vain.
That's picked you. We've done this with 100 girls. Not one girl has ever said Scopo.
Well, first of all, it was two girls and one gay dude, and the gay dude picked me. So that counts.
That's
I'm taking that to the
he
bank.
He saw the sore on your lip and he was like, all right, I have herpes already. He has herpes already. A lot less explaining to do.
Well,
that's why.
You know,
he
was into me. He
all
was
day.
Into me. Yeah.
So, yeah,
so
that's,
it's two versus one.
That's
okay,
point.
It's two versus
right,
one.
Slow down. I mean, here's the point I'm trying to make. All right, on Bobby's podcast, I'm talking about where we start getting into diet and exercise, and I'm just kind of talking about what I've done. And Bobby keeps on kind of, he's like, dude, that's what you do. That's what you do. This is what this guy, I was like, well, and the point I'm actually trying to make is no, everything works. Okay. And there's actually a way to figure out what motivates you and to figure out, and there's a way to figure out how to enjoy dieting and exercise because no matter what, if you're moving around and you're eating healthily, it's going to all
wait,
work.
Wait. I'm sorry. Say that word again.
Healthily.
Healthily.
It's an adverb. It's
yeah.
Right.
That's
you.
A word. Healthily.
Karen.
It's an adverb modifying
you know
a verb.
They're both off the shelf. It's
wait,
just
wait.
Me and you, baby.
That's a word right there, healthily?
Yeah, healthily, you idiot.
It's an adverb.
Thank you. He's a fatty getting never heard of the word.
Healthily.
Healthily?
I don't know. I think it is.
I'm
I think it's
pretty positive that's not a word.
Right,
healthily?
Now, listen to
it's
me.
It's healthy living, healthily.
Healthily is a word.
You're healthy.
I feel like healthily.
You're healthy, not healthily.
I think it's an adverb.
Healthily. Look, dick face, I'm looking at it. Healthily versus healthy. Healthily, possessing or enjoying good health or a sound and vigorous mentality. It is an adjective.
Oh, it's an adjective. There's an adverb. Healthily, like how you live.
But
like
the way, look, she fucking owned adverb, so nobody argued. It was good.
Yeah.
That was good.
Come on, all right.
Like, that was
the
an
confidence?
Adverb.
I will admit
that was an adverb. Look, out.
I'll diagram
I'm,
this
I'm
shit.
I'm wrong,
out
but that does sound like a fake word that you just made up. Healthily.
But he just read you the definition.
No, I'm just saying it does sound like a word. I've never heard that word before. Health. I've heard healthy.
Oh, wait, no. I just read the definition of healthy.
Yeah, thank you. That's my point. Yeah. Healthily? Yeah. And oh, yeah, you're the smart one.
All right, shut up. Let me see. Is healthily.
Healthily. Healthily. It's healthy.
How you live is healthy. Yeah, I think
you have a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, I think that might be.
Yeah, and you're fucking backup. It's an adverb. It's an adverb. Yeah.
You're asking about adverbs. Let's first discuss adjectives. God damn it. What is going to be a whole blog, you cocksucker? Just give me a yes or no. Why is it that sometimes you can't just put a fucking. They should make a website where it's just
that's
yes
a,
and no questions.
You're retarded healthily. Healthily?
You're retarded.com?
Yeah.
No, they really should.
So, I don't know if it's not popping up as a word. It might not be a word.
Shut the fuck up.
It's not a word. Healthily?
I'm not doing this right now. I can't.
Healthy living, healthy lifestyle.
Healthy. You're healthy. You have a healthy lifestyle.
How
I have a healthily lifestyle?
Use healthily in a sentence. Oof. Look, dude, there's certain, like Urban Dictionary counts it, so.
Yeah.
Damn it. Either way, though, no, look, we did a whole fucking episode 2 weeks ago about diet and exercise. And I, for me personally, dude, I try to fucking make the information that I have available to the fans. And a lot of times, the reason the fans come and listen to this show is for shit like that. Like, look, if you're going to listen to YKWD or Legion of Skanks, you're not going to get this version of me. You're going to get the fucking version of me where I'm getting baked, we're just making stupid jokes, I'm just trying to say retarded shit the whole time. It's a much different thing, you know what I'm saying? And that's fucking, I don't want to keep on talking about Bobby's bugging me, but he always gives me shit about not being this guy on the show, and I tried to be this guy yesterday, and he kept on just fucking cutting me off.
You're right, though. There's this book called The Power of Habits that's like all about getting you in the right routine, and if you give yourself like little rewards, you'll just start doing it automatically, like from memory and like routine and stuff. So it's possible.
More than anything else, I think it's about finding compliance and making it part of your lifestyle. And when you say compliance, I mean making it something that you want to do every day. Because Bobby was talking about seeing a trainer and he's like, dude, this guy's got me almost puking every day. And I'm like, well, that's not the right training. If you have a trainer that's making you almost puke every day, you're not going to keep on doing that. That is not enjoyable.
Right.
That feeling counterbalances the endorphins that are released from a good workout.
Yeah, but dude, Bobby has to do it for the show, so he's going to do it.
But that's not... The reason he's not going to do it is because without him making a part of his lifestyle that he enjoys, it will always be a chore going to the gym. That's the idea. That's why people say you have to do what you really like. Like, if you like boxing, Bobby likes boxing. Bobby should be in a boxing class 3 days a week and doing a little bit of core workouts with that coach. That's what Bobby should be doing right now. He shouldn't be doing fucking circuit training, military style shit. That's not what he's trying to do. If you like to swim and that's something that you really get a kick out of every day, you're going to want to do it more and more. And obviously, within exercise, and if you understand exercise science, it's about changing the variables and about switching things up. You don't want to do the same thing every day, but there's a million variables within an hour of boxing that you could switch up, whether it's just from the timing of the rounds or the intensity of the rounds or the time you rest. There's all of these different things. So he could have 3 years of boxing right now that he could just be fucking nonstop doing. And that's what I was trying to say to him yesterday, and he kept on fucking cutting me off. If you are having trouble getting to the gym and you are having trouble exercising, you're not enjoying doing what you're doing. I think you have to figure out what you like to do. Some people like to dance, dude. I'll tell you, man, last year on Shiprock, I brought a hacky sack with me. Because when I was in high school, I loved playing hacky sack. And I figured, because we're doing a cruise, and it's with Limp Bizkit and a bunch of fucking, like...
No-name bands.
No, they're huge name bands, actually. Multi-platinum-selling bands.
No, Limp Bizkit is.
No, they're...
Who's the other bands?
Seven Dust, fucking Nonpoint.
Have you heard of these bands?
Seven Dust, Nonpoint, absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, they live a healthy lifestyle, so...
Fucking the guys from Anthrax are getting together with the guys from Pantera and doing this thing
called
Metal
Agents.
That's cool, though.
Yeah.
That's cool. I didn't know that.
Zach Wilde, what's his band from? Ozzy's guitarist is. What do you know what his new band is called?
No.
I forget what they're called. They're huge, though. I mean, these guys headlined Ozfest. Like, there's a bunch of huge bands. Dickface, okay. But because they're all from like the '90s, like that era, I figured there'd be people on the boat that wanted to play hacky sack too. Nobody wanted to play. Nobody gave a shit. I was a weirdo.
Like, this faggot over here.
How do you invite someone to play hacky sack?
Well, you start
with
doing it, and then usually people come over and go, "Hey, can I join you?"
Can I get in on that hack?
I used to play in high school.
Yeah, of course. I used to cut class.
We used to cut class in high school.
I was the girl standing around the guys playing hacky sack.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
getting fucking smashed.
Yeah. Drinking. Yeah.
Kick that in my pussy.
Yeah. You're
exactly what I
said. You should fucking play hacky sack more, fatty.
But that's the point, though. Like, as I'm on the boat, I'm playing it. I'm like, holy shit, I'm pouring sweat, right? And I'm like, oh, I'm having a lot of fun. And I'm exercising. I did it every day. I did it for like 45 minutes a day as my warm-up before I lifted each day. And it didn't even feel like a workout. You know what I'm saying? I actually really enjoy running now. I enjoy running to a beat. You know what I'm saying? I get a kick out of it. I get the runner's high. I literally love going to the gym and doing that. And you need to figure out what works for you. And as it becomes more comfortable, once you stop being a fat fuck and you start getting used to exercising, it does become easier and it does become more comfortable. I didn't love running... A year ago when I put on all that weight when B got pregnant, or after I was starting to put... I didn't love it, dude. I hated running. I wouldn't run. I was like, I can't do it. I got into boxing again. But then once I started losing
once
the weight...
Once you keep working out and keep going into a rhythm, if you skip a few days, you start to... Like, I haven't worked out since Monday because I hurt my back. And I'm like, I need to work out because I'm like getting to a point where it's like, I don't feel good. I feel like shit.
Yeah.
So you have to keep working out to get that rhythm back.
And then same thing with the diet. You know, look, I'm not on a diet. My lifestyle is that I just don't eat carbs. You know, that's it. But really fucking enjoy what I eat. I don't starve myself. I eat as much as I want. I just, there's certain things that I can't eat. Yeah, it sucks that I can't fucking have pizza, you know? But it also sucks to be a big fat fuck who might not live to see my son graduate college.
Yeah, and Karen would hate you.
And Karen would hate me. And yeah. I don't need Karen's hate.
No, in reality. You want her love okay. instead of hate.
Karen, do you have a podcast?
No.
You should almost. I feel like you're good on podcasts.
Thank you.
I know you've done other podcasts.
I go on Micah's a lot. Yeah.
I saw you on Micah's podcast. Yeah. I saw you on Keith and the Girl as well. Because I do my research. I don't fuck around. I'm pretty serious about this.
This is a serious podcast. When we had Leah Janine on, I was supposed to, you know.
Yeah, that bitch, she didn't show up, so we just watched her porn the whole time. It was great.
I did jerk off
what
to her.
What else are you going
to
do?
It was really good. So whatever. We got a few more minutes left here. Karen, go fucking, listen, don't give Karen shit. She's a cool chick, man. She fucked up, but everyone's fucked up. Everyone, if you have never fucked up worse than that, then give Karen shit all day long. If you've never been a worse mess in your life than that, then sure, fine.
Dude, you know how many beds I've peed in and peed on girls?
Oh, me too. I peed so many beds.
I just pissed on so many girls.
Yeah.
One time when I lived in Italy, I just pissed on a girl's bed and then ran out shirtless and shoeless.
How old are you, Karen?
31.
Oh, you are too old to be doing that.
I know. Yeah. I haven't peed in a bed in like 4 years.
I thought you were 25 and I was going to give you credit. But 31, you're a fucking weirdo.
Oh, that's right.
I haven't peed in a bed in like 4 years.
We forgot to take a smoke break. We'll do it after the show.
I'm not smoking.
You're not smoking? Are you smoking, Karen?
Sure.
You can smoke.
In the meetings, like, you know, they say, like, you know, that's sort of frowned upon, but I don't know. I don't have the same reaction.
Dan Soder doesn't drink alcohol more, and he smokes weed, and he's fine.
I mean, I think it's common. I think.
When I was sober a year and a half, I smoked weed. I had to have some kind of release.
Yeah.
I was going to go crazy if I didn't fucking do that.
And I do hot yoga like 4 times a week, which is at like 113 degree, like crazy, like for an hour and a half. And like, even I was still doing that during my relapse. Like I would have like 3 clean, happy days. I'm like, look at me, I'm fine.
Feel good.
And then I'd fucking, you know, destroy something, do something fucked up.
I smoke weed before I work out all the time.
I smoke before I do yoga.
I've tried that and it was worse for me. Like I would just, I was short of breath.
When I run, if I smoke pot before I run, I like zone out. Like I'm like I feel the music. It's amazing.
Yeah, I did that once. I smoked with you and I was like, I'm gonna go work out. And then I ran for like, I thought it was like 2 miles. It was like 0.05 miles. I was like, this sucks.
I can't run. I have asthma, but I was in the Boston Ballet for like 10 years. I always like danced and did that shit. But I like eating like a pot cookie before yoga too. Like that's always kind of nice.
Yeah, because you kind of get the high, the body high.
Yeah.
Plus, it's an excuse to eat cookies. That's what I did because I'm on the Realist diet. But when I was up in
17 pot cookies later.
Which I want to say, man, fucking thank you so much to the fans that came out to Toronto. We, me and Dave co-headlined Comedy Bar, and then we did the Underground Cafe. And I don't want to do Comedy Bar is sick, dude. Comedy Bar as a comedy club is fucking awesome.
How big is it?
You know, like the room we did was 120 seater, maybe.
Oh, that's
cool. You know, fucking cool club. The whole scene up in Toronto is sick, dude. The comics from Toronto are great, dude. You think about the guys that are in New York that are from Toronto. They're all beasts. They all kill. Aaron Berg, Nate McIntosh, Graham Kay. That kid Alex Pavone's really funny. He's from Toronto. I mean, Hanley. Phil Hanley's from up there.
From Toronto.
Great comics out of Toronto and out of Canada. So they make you really fucking work. And that Comedy Bar spot is super cool, man. Really cool. But I got to say, I just love the Underground Cafe so much. It is, it's the only place that I've ever done that's a weed-friendly comedy room. So everyone in the room can smoke. You can smoke. I mean, literally, I smoked a joint on my during my set on stage. And look, I'm not fucking 12, okay? I don't, like, ooh, weed, who cares? Like, I don't really give a shit. I don't need the clock with all the hands pointing to 420. Like, that's not me. I'm not that kid, okay? I'm not Mike Cannon. You hear that, Cannon? I'm coming at you. But, like, I don't get giddy over, like, shit like that. But there was something very unique and cool about just being in the moment and being baked and just, it's almost like you don't make it a big deal. You know, I remember when I went to Amsterdam when I was, like, 22, when I came, you get used to it. You're there for a week and you're smoking legal weed. You're going to bars. I was tripping on mushrooms at one point. I had a conversation with a cop talking about how cool it was. And I was that kid at that time, you know. But I remember coming back to New York, the first day I came back to New York, and you get into this zone where it just stops being a big deal. By day five, you're just in a bar the same way. Nobody's going like, oh shit, we're in a bar drinking drinks, man. Right. We got drinks, dude. Like maybe when you're 21, you go, oh, it's legal drinks, like that night. And that's kind of what it's like with legal weed. You know, at first, the first few days, you go like, oh shit. And then you kind of settle into it and it just becomes a part of like, oh yeah, it's stupid that this is illegal.
Yeah.
It's actually just dumb. Like, why would it be illegal and drinking is legal? I've never gotten out of control like that on weed. Neither have you,
right.
I'm sure, Taryn.
I got in trouble.
The attorney general came out saying she disagrees with Obama and doesn't think that weed should be legal.
Of course. Why wouldn't she?
But, and I'm like, how long does that person stay in? Like, when do we vote them out? Like, I don't understand. Yeah.
I was in, when I was in Italy, and you could walk around Italy with alcohol.
Scobo, third time you're bringing up Italy.
I know,
we get it. You went, dude. Yeah. You went. You try to get this story in three times.
Listen to this. Yeah. So we got in trouble because we're just drunk Americans. You can walk around with alcohol in your hand on the streets. And we got in trouble for like, I don't know, I think we threw something off a building. And they called us in. They're like, you know, people who drink in the streets in Italy are considered alcoholics. And I was like, yeah, that's why we don't do it in America. Because we're fucking retards.
USA!
I was like, you're going to give me fucking opportunity to drink in the streets. I'm going to drink in the streets.
What I was saying before about Amsterdam, though, was when I came back, it was a weird thing. I mean, the first day I met up with my weed dealer, Joe. This was years ago at the time. And we used to meet up in stairwells when I used to promote comedy clubs. We used to like be in Midtown and we'd go to like, you know, like this building on 38th Street and we'd meet up in the stairwell and go and smoke weed on the roof and roll a blunt, right? So I remember meeting him in this stairwell, dude, and like fucking us hearing when the doors closed and us like our hearts jumping and racing and we're like, holy shit, dude, we're fucking criminals, right? And it never was so apparent except from coming from Amsterdam and just that being a part of like the life where it stopped being a big deal. It was nothing to then coming in like, dude, I could be put into a fucking cell right now for smoking this plant. And it was such a, and I never had that dynamic before. And it kind of reminded me of that in Toronto because it wasn't like I wasn't like, oh my God, dude, weed. I'm on, like, I had been to this place before. I performed at that place before, but it just became a non-issue and it became very real and very in the moment and very like the crowd work was super fucking different. And even the way I'm telling my jokes, I'm doing tags that I've never done before because it just was it's just a different state of mind to be in and performing like that. So I loved it for that reason. It wasn't the stupid childish reason, but it was for a very, very unique. You know, when you're outside of, you know, stand-up New York or the Comedy Cellar and you're fucking looking around the corner and you're smoking a quick bowl before you get on stage, your heart's kind of racing. You're not high. That's how I know I have a drug problem because I do that shit. And I'm not even getting high. I'm just kind of getting normal and I'm getting rid of the jitteriness, you know? And you go on stage and you may or may not have a good set, whatever it is. But to be able to kind of just say, hey, dude, this isn't a big deal. Let me just use this plant the way that it's supposed to be used as an artist was a pretty fucking amazing experience. So if you're in Toronto and you want to see some fucking cool comedy, no matter who's there, I'm sure it's going to be a great show. I saw the lineups. Every time they have somebody there, it's awesome. Rogan goes to this spot. Ari Shaffir goes to this spot. Big J goes to this spot. Bobby Kelly was at the spot recently. They have killers that come to the spot and headline. And you can bring in your own weed. They don't sell weed there, but they sell weed cookies. But that was the point I was making at the place. They gave me so many weed cookies. They kept on giving them to me. So I had like a dozen cookies.
This is not against the real ass diet.
But I had to make the exception because I was at a place that was giving me all these amazing weed cookies.
I ate a pot cookie the other day during the storm.
Was it great?
I have pot gummy bears with me.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'll have a pot gummy bear if I could. I'll buy one. Oh, wait, don't sell me drugs on.
You don't have to buy it.
Yes.
I get them for free because my friends, like my really close friends who know me, like they're like, here, just like eat this weed.
Do not drink.
Stop drinking. Here, like, take just this. Eat it.
That's awesome. I love it. And I'll smoke you out after the show. We're going to wrap up here right now. Going to plug a couple things. Got any shows that you want to plug?
I'm not going to eat it now, but I'll take one for later.
Fuck you. Eat it now.
You got to eat it now. That's poor etiquette, dude.
Down here. It's a gummy bear.
Uh-oh. Here Karen goes.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You
<Karen's>
fat
really-
pussy.
You can save it for later. Nice. You know, I have my show, Stand Up and Take Your Clothes Off, is Sunday, and I realize it's the Super Bowl, so I appreciate you letting me say something about it. We actually usually do okay because it's an all-female stand-up and burlesque.
Wait, where is this at now?
It's at the Crane Theater on Sunday at 8.
This Sunday, is it every Sunday?
It's the first Sunday of every month.
First Sunday of every month, because this podcast will not be out till Wednesday.
Oh, fuck. I always
so
do
last
that.
Wednesday, they had a sold out show.
Last Sunday.
It was fucking. Last Sunday, they had a sold out show. It was fucking packed.
Karen did what not Super Bowl? Drink
Louis
alcohol.
Louis C.K. What came Super by. They canceled the Super Bowl. That's how good the show was.
Louis C.K. did not come by because Karen was like fat people.
Well, no. He lost a bunch of weight for the show.
Oh, okay.
And he did burlesque.
Okay.
And I gave him a hand job.
And she gave him a hand job because he lost the weight because Karen is a giver.
Giver.
Yeah. That's right.
Exactly.
She shamed Louis C.K.
The first Sunday of every month, Crane Theater, where is that place?
It's right next to Eastville Comedy Club. It's East 4th.
Perfect. One of my least favorite comedy club in New York City, guys. That guy does not work me. I realized the other day that I literally couldn't work Eastville. Like, I've kind of made up with Marco. Like, I'm not like, I don't have a thing with him anymore. I don't really give a shit. But it's a nice place to be in where I couldn't work there. I couldn't. He couldn't afford me. Like, he doesn't pay the rate. And I work elsewhere. So it's a really nice thing. So even if he came back to me and said, hey, dude, I'd love to work you. I'd be like, yeah, dude, unfortunately, I can't work your place because you need to pay people the fucking right rate.
No, you would say, all right, well, I want this amount of money. And he would
say no.
And then he'd say, okay.
Cowhead to do it.
He couldn't work you. He could work you. He paid you.
No. I'm saying no. He would. No, he's not going to change the rate for me.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not going to accept his rate.
You're always going against me, Scopo.
This is why the podcast works, bro.
Scopo,
you got to have a yin and a yang.
He really does like to go against me a lot on this show. I like it. Today was an okay balance. I just, you know, sometimes it gets to me, dude. Sometimes it does get to me.
Sometimes you get to me, too.
Well, I'm allowed to get to you.
Yeah, I'm allowed to get to me.
Once you balance out as much as I do for you, once we get that balance,
okay.
Keep on bringing up the fucking ride to the airport.
Did I bring it up?
Karen, do you have a car?
No.
Damn it, Karen. You were getting very close to taking a spot on the show.
In a snowstorm.
I have an Uber account.
You have an Uber account, see?
I treat it like a dating app.
What? You fuck the Uber drivers? You swipe right and be like, I'll suck your dick right now. Get over here.
Are
you fat now?
5 minutes. It's great.
And also follow Karen on Twitter. What's your Twitter handle?
Don't send her mean shit.
Yeah, don't. It's no, fine. Karen's cool, dude.
It's
Karen's
fine. I can handle it.
They don't care. People weren't even that mean.
They really
weren't. Some of the fans, I'm sure, were talking shit, but it was fine.
I think Karen, good thing came
nothing
in.
Nothing I didn't deserve.
Good thing came in.
I appreciate you having me.
Cleared
Thank
it
you.
Up.
Real ass chick. Scobble, anything going on?
Not particularly.
Okay. No. I got a couple gigs coming up, gentlemen and ladies. Here we go. You guys can check me out March 21st. Me and Chris Scopo will be in Washington, D.C. Go to GomezComedy.com and get the info on that. I think it's at a hotel or something. I got to figure it out. But I'm headlining March 21st, Washington, D.C. Then the 27th, 28th, Yakima, Washington, the Laugh Lounge. Guys, get your tickets now. Go to Yakima, Washington. No, I'm sorry. Laugh Lounge. YakimaLaughLounge.com. And also the day after, Sunday the 29th, Parlor Live in Seattle. Follow me on Twitter. Check you next week. Real Ass Podcast. Peace.
That's all, folks.